Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
How
much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another program of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. With me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. In a few days' time, we will be, inshallah, experiencing the birth and the day of the birth of the most important person of our age, the last light of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That is the holy 12th Imam of the Shi'i school of thought, Imam al-Sahib al-Asri wa al-Zaman. But as we all know, the Imam is not a person who is confined just to Islam. The Imam is the savior of humanity. The Imam is that particular individual who every single religion was awaiting, has spoken about, that at the end of times, when the world is full of corruption, where the world is full of injustice, where the world is polluted, they will become a reformer and a savior. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of the companions and of the soldiers and of the supporters of the holy Imam, insha'Allah. So therefore, we saw it fit that on this day and in this program to recommend and to introduce to our dear listeners a book that has been written very extensively as well, but in a very simple way, about the life of Imam al-Sahib al-Asri wa al-Zaman. And it is very important for us to know that why it is important to read about the Imam is that we acquaint ourselves on the means of how to become that supporter and how to become the helper of the Imam. It gives us life lessons. It also gives us hope that in this world that is full of injustice and corruption, it gives us that hope and that rope to cling on to, that there is this final savior who will come. This is who he is. He is born, and this is what his lineage is. This is what his characteristics is. This is what his heritage is. So inshallah, in our next segment, we will further expand on the book, inshallah. Please stay tuned.
Oh Mahdi,
pledge to this hub we present. To Mahdi, how lost is the soul content. To Mahdi, pledge to this hub we present. To Mahdi, how lost is the soul content. In division, in oppression, Mahdi's nation wants Mahdi, wants Mahdi.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to this, our second segment of our program, Bookshelf, on IRIB English Radio. As mentioned previously, that the book we would like to introduce to you is something that has practical implications for the next few days. The book is The Life of Imam al-Mahdi, alayhim as-salam, or ajjalallahu ta'ala farajum sharif, by the esteemed Sheikh Baqir Sharif al-Qarashi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate this blessed scholar and his blessed pen. The scholar has written over 33 books, many books dealing with the lives of the Imams. And alhamdulillah, most of them have been translated. This particular volume was translated by Sayyid Athar Hussain al-Ridhawi and was published by Ansarian Publications. This book consists of 27 chapters. It begins with the birth of the Imam alayhi salam, the description of the Imam's father, that is Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam, and his mother. And again, the discussion on who his mother is, where she came from, and so on and so forth, is placed in this book. And the traits of these two individuals, their names, and some aspects that are related to the Imam, like his own traits, the Imam's own characteristics, and some of the heritage that the Imam, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajhum sharif, has left behind, such as some supplications that are narrated by him or have been taught by him to some of his companions. And further, there is a chapter that deals with the queries and the jurisprudential issues that the Imam was asked, and the replies that were given to him that can be found in the books that are available to us today. The book then goes on to discuss two important issues, that is the minor and major occultation. And obviously, in that particular chapter that deals with the minor occultation, it mentions the four specific representatives of the Imam, their biographies, their status, and so on and so forth. The book then discusses the major occultation and the relevant topics that surround it. The book then ends with the chapters that deal with the dhuhur and the reappearance of the Imam alayhi salam, and the governments of the Imam. It then finishes with a visitation, recitation of the Imam, or a ziyarah that we should recite for the Imam, and ends with dua al-faraj, that is Allahumma kulli waliyik al-hujjat ibn al-hasan. So this is the outline of the book. So hopefully, inshallah, in our final segment of this episode, we will read a small segment from this book, inshallah. Please stay tuned, my dear listeners.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I can hear your voice like a whisper calling me in the wind. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our show, Bookshelf, on IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we have been discussing and have introduced the book, The Life of Imam Al-Mahdi, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajum Sharif, by the esteemed Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala elevate his blessed soul, inshallah. The book, as I mentioned, consists of 27 chapters. And one of the chapters deals with the Imam's companions. And within this chapter, there is a particular segment that describes the characteristics of the companions of Imam alayhi salam. This is who? Me and you, my dear brothers and sisters. So we can see the importance of this particular segment that I have chosen to read from this book of Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi. So in this chapter, the author brings four traditions that mentions the characteristics of the companions of Imam al-Sahib al-Asri wa al-Zaman. So the first tradition is from Muhammad ibn Anafiyya, has narrated that a person inquired from Imam Ali alayhi salam about Imam Mahdi. And Imam Ali alayhi salam replied, "He shall reappear in the last age." Then he mentioned the characteristics of his companions and said, "Then the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall collect a group of people near him like pieces of scattered clouds. And he, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shall create love amongst them, and none of them shall be fearful." This tradition means that the companions of His Eminence, that is the Imam alayhi salam, shall be having religious insight, and the proofs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are complete on them. They shall not be pleased or sad to see anyone joining or leaving them. their hearts are filled with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with faith, and they are appointed for the service of Islam, its significance, and the aims of His Eminence, that is Imam al-Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajum sharif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of these individuals, insha'Allah. Until next time, my dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.